Climate change is a gradual process driven by invisible pollution. It can be hard to wrap your brain around that, but atmospheric scientists at the University of Washington have made it possible to listen to the planet changing. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
If you're like most people, you've probably never heard of the Keeling curve. It traces how much carbon dioxide is in the sky. Scientists have been watching it curve upward since the 1950s. Here's what it sounds like. Graduate student Judy Tweet and Professor Dargan Frierson converted half a century of data into about a minute of sound. Each CO2 measurement got a different pitch.
Lower notes correspond with lower carbon dioxide concentrations. You can hear there's a natural up and down.
As plants breathe in CO2 each summer and breathe it out each winter, the pitch rises and falls. And as pollution adds more CO2, the whole cycle keeps rising, taking the Earth's temperature up with it. Frierson is a scientist and a musician, so he added drums.
I think everything should have a drum track. Everything would sound better. You know, the hope is that more people would listen to it, potentially, if it's a little bit fun.
Climate scientists at the university have been trying some unscientific methods to get people to pay attention. They're making climate video games and even detective shows. 50 climate scientists at UW have stepped into the political arena. They've endorsed a carbon tax on the Washington ballot.
I am a scientist, but I'm also a citizen of the world. I have a daughter who's going to be experiencing a different climate because of the rise of CO2 here.
The carbon tax has drawn opposition from business groups. It has also split the state's environmental movement over whether it does enough to fight climate change. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.
We've posted a music video of that song at KUOW.org.